Bio looks like a Cheshire cat. That and I cannot blame him. I cannot blame him. It's fantastic. Just going to give the kids a moment just to get in here before we get started. It's wonderful to hear all the little voices this morning, isn't it? Children are a blessing. Absolute blessing. So, as I said to you this morning, I woke up with the word intent on my heart. Intentionality, intentional. And what we are witnessing here this morning is an act of intentionality, is an act of intent. Because what Bio and Faith are doing this morning is they're saying that they are going to, with intent and purpose, dedicate and raise little Asaph in the ways of the Lord. And it's so important. And so this morning, I'm going to be very intentional about making this about Scripture. But because of this wonderful couple, I'm also going to be intentional about making it about football. Funny Chuku spoke about you can't sit on the fence. And in football, it's not a goal unless the whole ball is over the line. And with raising our children, we don't raise them half-heartedly in the ways of the Lord. If you want to score that goal, it has to be all the way over the line, i.e., it has to be all about Jesus. We don't get to give them a little bit of Jesus and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. No, no. It's all about Jesus when we raise our children. And so what I want to read from is Mark chapter 10 this morning, because it is all about Jesus, and this is what Jesus has to say about children. It says in verse 13, it says, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. It's a powerful word, indignant. He said to them, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. And I just want to point out three little things of why we're doing what we're doing today. And I want to say, this has got nothing to do with me. I'm not dedicating this little guy this morning. They are. Mom and Dad. Because he's not mine to dedicate. As much as I'd love to steal him away, and as much as my wife has tried to steal him away. I do worry. I do worry. When I see her holding, I'm like, keep an eye on her. She will run. She's a runner. But it's them dedicating him to the Lord. And I want to look at three things out of this first. I want to say this. First of all, what we're doing today is biblical. Jesus, when he was 40 days old, his parents, in Luke chapter 2, you can go read it, took him to be dedicated in the temple, as was custom in those days, as was because he was the firstborn. We see the story of Hannah, and I'm sure we've all read the story of Hannah. She takes Samuel, and she dedicates. She says, he's yours, Lord. And she goes even step further. She leaves him there, and she says, you're going to be worshiping the Lord. But this is biblical, friends. This is what we do. Our children are not here for us, and that's the second point. We are here to steward them. As much we want to hold on to them, and I am not looking forward to the day when they leave my house. Maybe a long, long time away from now. But they're not ours, friends. We get to steward them. They are gifts from God, and we are called to steward them in the ways of the Lord. Why? Because God knows best. God knows best. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, children are a heritage from the Lord. Offspring, a reward from him. What a little reward he is. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says, start your children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn away from it. I love that. You know what I love about God is that he doesn't just tell us to do something. There's a promise that comes with it. So what we're doing today, there's a promise that he will stay on the path even when he leaves your home one day. He'll leave your home, but he'll never leave your heart. Ephesians 6 says, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. It's a command. It's what we're called to do. And how we do that is we basically say, Lord, it's not what I want to do. Because if it was about what I wanted right now, we're going to be training this little guy to play for Canada 16 years from now, right? Hey? But it's not even about people telling you what to do with this little man, even what you want to see him become. It's about what God wants him to become. That's the most important thing. I actually had a little tear in my eye this morning as I was singing, because I could hear my daughter singing, and I'm about as musically gifted as the log outside. And never in a million years would I thought I'd have daughters who sing as wonderfully as they sing. And so I could want stuff for them, but God's got something even more beautiful than what I could ever have for them. And so I would say that is, don't be like the disciples in the scripture. Don't get in the way of what God is wanting to do with your child. Don't get in the way of what God is wanting to do with Asaph, because he will become indignant. He loves you, but he will be indignant with you if you get in the way of what he's wanting to do in his life. It says there in verse 13, as they were bringing their children so that Jesus could touch them. And that's what you're doing this morning. You're saying, Lord, here he is, touch him, right? And God is faithful to answer, because it ends off. I love the way this ends. I'm going to read it again. It says, and he took the children, Jesus took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and he blessed them. There's a blessing for this little man this morning because of what you guys are doing by bringing him to the Lord this morning. And I want to say we are stewards, and some of the things I want to challenge you guys to steward him in this morning is to train him up in the ways of the Lord, to set an example for him in the things of the Lord, to protect and to provide for this little man. One day he may be protecting you guys, but while he's small, protect and provide for him. Make him and teach him how to be part of a family. Such an important thing, friends. God designed family. And we've got to teach our children about family. It's a wonderful thing. And family is not just this, it's that, and it's all of this. Such a wonderful thing. We're never called to do this on our own. And that's why I hope every one of you sitting here, this is not just them saying some things this morning. We're making some commitments here this morning as well, each and every one of us. And most importantly, teach them to love Jesus. Teach him to love Jesus, because Jesus loves him intently. And thirdly, what the scripture shows us is it shows us and reminds us the simplicity of heart we are to have if we are to enter the kingdom of God. We have to have a heart like a child. And I was just thinking about this morning. What does it mean to have a heart like a child? Because Jesus says you have to have a heart like a child to enter the kingdom. Well, it's one of going, when I speak, you just do, right? I even to this day now, Sophie's 5 years of age, and if I'm coming up the stairs and she's on top of them, without warning, she'll just jump. And this is incredible faith, this is incredible belief that I will catch her all the time. And if she's seen me on a rugby field or a cricket field or whatever, she would think twice about that. I have dropped some things along the way. But it's having that childlike faith that you jump knowing that God will catch you. You jump knowing that the Father will catch you. And we are called to remember that, friends, is that it's not about us in the sense that we've done anything to deserve the love of the Lord. We've actually done zero. In fact, we've actually done a lot to deserve nothing. And yet God freely gives his love, just like a father freely gives his love to a child. Freely gives his love. I'm sure you've been there, those late nights, that love for your child is so important, huh? It's what gets us through that, because our children don't always do what we want them to do, but we love them nonetheless. And it's the same with the Father. It's unconditional love. Unconditional meaning we don't earn it. It's just there. And that's how we are called to love the Lord. And so at this point we're gonna ask Bio and Faith to make some assertions here this morning. But I want to ask the family, any of the family, just to come and join them and just come and gather around here. So if you could come up and come and join us here. So, this is a bit. The next little step is a bit of a participation step, and I'm firstly going to charge the parents of little Asaph by own faith. Do you commit before God to raise Asaph in a way that helps him personally know Jesus and have the opportunity to follow him? It's like your marriage vows all over again, eh? You know what I love about this couple is their intentionality. When I saw that middle name, I knew there was an intention behind his middle name. And I reached out to Bio yesterday, texting like, what does it mean? And he tells me it means God's inheritance. And I love that. I love that. I love the name Asaph. I've become a lover of the Psalms that Asaph wrote. But I love that about you guys. There's an intentionality about what you do in everything. And God sees that. Secondly, by own faith, despite all the challenges in the world, and there are many, do you commit to doing everything within your power under the authority and leadership of the Holy Spirit to prioritize your relationship with Jesus and to set an example for Asaph in the way you conduct your life and your relationship with Jesus, the family, and the church? Amen. And now to the family, I charge you this. Do you commit to helping Asaph grow in wisdom, understanding, and love for Jesus? Love it. Do you commit to supporting Bio and Faith as they raise Asaph, encouraging them in God as they lay the foundations for Asaph's future? Fantastic. Church, rise. You're not exempt in this. To the church, I charge you this. Do you commit to helping Asaph by being godly examples for him in the way you interact, influence, and love him in the life of this church? Yes, we do. Do you commit to helping by your own faith by praying, assisting in times of need, however the Holy Spirit leads you, so say Asaph will grow seeing how the church is called to function under Jesus? Yes, we do. Bio, would you like to say anything before we pray?
We are just very grateful to everyone. Thank you for being here today. Asaph is a miracle. Asaph is a miracle. And I will just share our story very briefly with you. I was reading C.S. Lewis earlier this week, his book Miracles. And C.S. Lewis described miracle as the interference of the supernatural with the natural. Daddy's talking. He defined it as the interference of the supernatural with the natural. And this is the product of that, the supernatural interfering with the natural. A year ago, we were expecting a child. And at week 23, we lost our child. It was the dark night of the soul. It was the dark night of the soul. I probably did everything we've heard preachers say people should not do when they are grieving. They say we should not question God. I certainly questioned. They say you shouldn't put question marks in your faith. I certainly did. They say you should still try to sing. I probably couldn't. They say you should still try to pray. I probably couldn't. But one thing I couldn't but do, it wasn't me doing it, but one thing that stayed constant was knowing that, and there was just something resonating in my mind. Sorry, love, we will not speed this up. You will be okay. One thing that kept resonating was that God is good. God is good. I couldn't shake it. It wasn't me thinking it. But even that dark night of the soul, in the midst of the tears, I just couldn't shake the fixation in the mind with God is good. It made no sense. There was no logical explanation for it. What happened last year still made no sense. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It felt meaningless. But I couldn't shake God is good. And later in the year, last year, we knew that we had conceived Asaph and we were expecting Asaph. And between that time and Asaph's birth, on April the 30th, we saw the good God who loves to show off to the ones he loves. We saw the good God who was not theoretical. We saw the supernatural interfering with the natural. And we have lots of stories. The supernatural interfering with the natural. For example, his name in Neolua, the name you were talking about. Faith and I, we were praying in the room, and suddenly I began to sing, "The Lord is your portion in the land of the living." And then I stopped and I said, "I think Asaph's name will be Ineolua." Then Faith told me that morning she had written down that same name. You know, you could say, hey, it was probably you guys whispered when you were sleeping and you sleep talked. And there are many ways you can explain it away. But it was the supernatural interfering with the natural. Oh, I will give you two more. I will give you two more. We've got a basket load of God just showing off. Let me just give you two more. We saw God the Redeemer in a very practical way. How he could, when you've lost a thing, he could redeem the tiniest of stuff for you. I can remember when they told us to get a lab. They we went to Monia and they confirmed that we were expecting, and they told us to go to the lab. And we tried hard not to go back to the same lab where they gave us where they informed us that we were losing our child. We tried hard not to go back there. We tried calling and finding slots elsewhere, but we couldn't. We couldn't get a slot elsewhere, and we ended back there in the same room where they told us that we will be losing our child. The Lord redeemed that place. We went back to the same hospital when we were giving birth to him. Yeah, you are calm. When we were giving birth to him, so when you go to Royal Alex, I'm sorry, guys, I'm sorry. When you go to Royal Alex, they tell you that when you are about to deliver, you go to the fourth floor. Now, the same room they took us to, the same room we stayed in before they did the procedure when we lost our child last year, they took us back to that same room. The Lord redeemed that room. The same wing. Okay, this is crazy. I said I won't use the word crazy when he's there. But it's just stunning. Let me give you one more. I realized that because after a while, when we gave birth to him, we stayed a while, we didn't come to church. Then the Sunday we will return to church, that Friday and Saturday, I just felt we couldn't decide whether it was that Sunday or the next Sunday we will come back to church. But we just realized that we just wanted to come back to church that Sunday. It was when we got to church, and I think on our way back home, Faith reminded me that it was the same Sunday we returned to church last year. It was the same Sunday we returned to church last year when we lost our child. The Lord redeemed that Sunday. The Lord redeemed that Sunday. Oh, I had a dream. I woke up. I was asking her this morning if she remembered the dreams I had before we gave birth to Asaph. And she was like, she knew that I told her I had dreams, but she couldn't remember specificities. But I remember telling her that I saw Asaph with wide eyes. He has wide eyes. He has wide eyes. What I'm saying is, back to C.S. Lewis, miracles, the supernatural interacting with the natural. And we've seen it. I will be very, of course, if Ifeanyichukwu told us not to use negative words, but this is a descriptive word. I'm a lawyer. This is a descriptive word. It's not a negative. I'm just describing the state of affairs. I will be very, very disingenuous. I will be untrue if I could say that I can't say God does not exist. I can't. I can't. He has redeemed us, and we saw it. We saw the supernatural interrupting the natural. And that's where this guy is. That's where this guy is. We've seen the hand of God, and we are grateful. Lastly, Asaph. Asaph means the gatherer of people unto God. Have you seen what he's done today? Even, I think probably this is the most my family has come together in the last year. Myself and my sister, we have a lot of sorting out to do. But Asaph has brought us together. Yeah? Asaph has brought us even then together. And we are just grateful. And we testify that God is good. It's not theoretical. It's not illogical. It is as empirical to me as anything that God is good. And we testify.
Just one other, like the reason I know God is in this is that Bio is able to find another Chelsea supporter to marry. I mean, if that's not God doing something, I don't know. There can only be about five of them in this place. So, like, as I said, this morning is about the intentionality of these wonderful people, and so I'm going to ask Bio to pray over this little man and just say, just dedicate him to the Lord this morning. It's not about what we are. We're just here to witness this, and we're here to help hold them accountable. We're here to walk alongside them. We are here to help in whatever way God shows us. But it's about them offering him up to the Lord. And so we're going to let Bio do that this morning.
Shortly when Asaph was born, I think a few minutes after, we picked this Bible and we placed it in his hand. We placed this Bible in his hand. This is your Bible. I don't know who you will be. I know this will be the foundation of your life. I don't know what you will study. I know you will study this. You will go far, I know, but this will be your basis. You will know God's word. You will love God's word. You know, I tell you, like Paul told Timothy, he said, from when you were little, he said, you've known, yes. From when you were little, you know the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. And that's you. You know the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. We have this declaration hanging on his wall. And whether in full or in an abridged form, we say it over him. And in the presence of many witnesses, so that the church and our friends and our families, this is perhaps the summary of our lives. The church, our colleagues, our family members, my parents, my sisters, my boys, they are all here. This is the summary of our lives. And we just want you to say a loud amen with us, even as I read what we call the Asaph Declaration. This word came before it came. We had it printed and hung on his wall before he arrived. So I will say it over him, and whichever way you can say amen, whether as I read or at the end. You, Asaph Inioluwa Majakolagbe, yes? You, Asaph Inioluwa Majakolagbe, you are a son of peace. Amen. You are owned by God. You are God's inheritance. The Lord is your portion in the land of the living. All the days of your life, God's presence is your delight. You bear God's mark. You are anointed and set apart. The fear of God, genuine faith, and the love of Christ are your hallmarks. You love God's word, the truth that makes you wise. Through you, many hearts turn to God, starting from today. Your mind is fertile. You think God's thoughts. You craft solutions. You knit communities. And you prosper. In you dwells the Spirit of God. The Spirit of knowledge, understanding, counsel, and might. You grow in Jesus' stature, wisdom, and favor with God and man.
Why don't you stretch out your hands? Let's pray for this wonderful family. Lord, we want to thank you for this wonderful day, Father. We want to thank you for little Asaph, Father. We're just so in love with this little guy, Lord. We want to thank you for the blessing he is to Bio and Faith and to the family, Father. And we just want to say, Father, he is yours. As Bio's declared here this morning, Father, and Faith, Father, we just say he is yours, Lord. And we say, do with him what you're wanting to do, Father. Your ways are better than any ways we may ever have, Father. And we say, Father, won't you just watch every step, Father. Watch every, look over every word, every thought, every thing in his heart, Father. We just pray that you would just be with him every step of the way. And we thank you, Father, that when we entrust our children to you, we put them in the absolute best place they can be, Father. In a place where they are blessed, Father. And we thank you for that this morning. And I want to lift up Bio and Faith before you and say, Father, give them strength. Give them wisdom, Father. Give them your ways, Father, to raise this little man, Father. I pray that there would be wonderful examples, Father, wonderful trainers of him, Father, wonderful people who disciple him ever so wonderfully, Father. And so we just thank you for that. And I thank you for the family, Father, and friends, and Explore Life Church, Father. And I say, Father, help us all, Father, just to be the examples, Father, just to be there when they need us, Father, just to come alongside and just to help, Father, in any way you see fit for us, Father. We're so in awe of you this morning, and we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the wonderful, miraculous story that is little Asaph's birth, Father. We thank you for the story of redemption in this family here, Father. And we just ask that you would just have your hand upon them and upon little Asaph every step of the way. We thank you, Lord. It's all about you. We thank you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So we are going to eat together, and we will pray shortly for that. But just wanted to say, if you have a word for little Asaph or Bio and Faith, I would just come and see them throughout the course of the morning. We want to honor people's time and get on with the time of feasting. I know this little man sounds like he's hungry. So so if you do have a word, bring it to them. Or if you want to write it down, bring it to them. Just encourage this family. That's what we call to do. I also want to say, if anything has kind of resonated with you this morning and you're needing to chat a bit, Russ and I are here. Please come and have a chat. If you need prayer, we have that. But let's give thanks for the food. Lord, we want to thank you for just the ability to fellowship, Father, to come together around the things of you, Father. And I want to thank you for this food. I want to thank you for the provision of it, Father. I thank you for Bio and Faith so generously feeding us all, Father, and all that helped, all the family. We thank you for that this morning. We pray bless it to our bodies and continue to bless this morning, Father. I'm not even going to ask to bless this morning. You are blessing this morning, Father, but to continue to bless it, we pray, Father. And we just say, won't you just bless this the fellowship and bless the interactions with one another, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Thanks, everyone.